This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi there, Will.
Hi, Jackie. Great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. I understand that you're headed off once more. You're always jetting somewhere.
Well, this isn't exactly jetting, but this weekend is the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Brooklyn. It's about an hour from my house. I'll report on it next week. But people can follow the results at crosswordtournament.com.
Okay, cool. Now, would you please remind us of the challenge you gave last week?
Yes, I said take the name Proust, as in the novelist Marcel Proust, P-R-O-U-S-T, using these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, spell a familiar bumper sticker. Three words, 16 letters altogether. What bumper sticker is it?
And in a remembrance of things past, what is the answer, Will?
The answer is support our troops.
Support our troops. Great. Well, Will, this week we received over 3,900 entries, and that is absolutely massive, as you may know, compared to last week. And out of that whopping amount of entries, our randomly selected winner is Frank Costanza from Manassas, Virginia. And Frank is here in front of me in the studio. Hi there, Frank.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in from Manassas. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably about 15 years.
And what do you do in Manassas?
I'm a hardware software engineer.
And I believe you're also a veteran.
Yes, I'm a Marine Corps veteran.
So fantastic. You got support our troops.
Yes.
How long did that take to get?
Approximately 10 seconds. I didn't finish writing down the clue when he said three-word phrase, and I said, oh, support our troops.
And I see that you're on the board of directors for the Prince William County Symphony.
Yes.
That's great. Well, are you ready to play the puzzle with Will Shortz?
Definitely.
And, of course, if you need some help, I'm right over here.
Okay.
Well, Frank and Jackie, this is a great two-person puzzle. I brought a game of categories using the word light. For each category I give you, name something in it starting with each of the letters L-I-G-H-T. For example, if the category were girls' names in two syllables, you might say Lila, Irene, Georgette, Holly, and Tina. You can do these in any order. Number one, in honor of the Winter Olympics, is sports. Any sport.
Luge.
Luge, good.
Ice skating.
Ice skating, ice hockey, good.
Giant slalom, hockey.
Giant slalom, okay. Golf also. Hockey, good, yes. And tea.
And tennis.
Oh, man, that was fast.
Woo.
All right.
Speed of light.
Here's your next category. Parts of a car.
The lights. Ignition.
Lights. I'm not going to take lights because that's our word, light.
Oh.
But ignition's good. Yeah, try another L.
Lug nut.
There you go.
Lug nut.
Gas
lock,
tank.
License plate and left turn signal. Gas tank, good, yes.
Okay,
H&T.
Does headlights count?
Headlights, all right. Also also hood, yes.
Okay, hood, taillight.
Trunk, tachometer, all right.
See, what you don't see
good.
Is I'm writing all... I'm writing all these things down and sliding them across the table. Okay, what else?
Your next category is islands.
Okay, Long Island.
Yes.
Guam. Hawaii.
Guam, good.
Tahiti.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Indonesia.
Wait, I have one for
you. That's a collection of islands.
Okay.
How about a single island?
Think St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, Ireland.
Ireland, yes.
That's a country also, yes.
Uh-huh, and Iceland also works. Excellent, man. Well, your next category is things in a hotel room.
A lamp.
Lamp, good.
Mm-hmm. A tub.
A tub, good.
Icebox for...
The ice machine down
the
hall.
Ice machine down the hall.
Yep.
Ice bucket would work. Right. Ironing board or iron. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. G&H.
G&H.
Hmm.
Well.
On some of them, they have a garden area.
I'm thinking in a room.
In a hotel. In the room.
Leave G alone for a second, but H?
Oh.
Rattling my paper. Heater?
Heater, okay.
Heater. Hair dryer and hangers would work.
Any of those. G.
And a G.
That's a tough
one. I've got two G's, and one of them might be in a dresser drawer.
Oh, I have it. Gideon's
Bible.
Gideon's
okay.
Bible, yes. Also glasses would
work. I was thinking of Bible, but I forgot
Thanks
Gideon.
For the hint.
And your last category is synonyms for big.
Large, giant,
yes.
Huge,
yes.
Tremendous.
Yes, and an I.
I is always a tough one. Immense.
There we are.
Immense. Good job.
I just hummed a few bars and you knew the two. There we go. Frank, that was an excellent excellent job, and it was so much fun to play it in person.
Thank you.
I'm sure NPR will be adding a little budget fly everybody in. That'd be great. Frank, we have something really special for you this week. Since you're a veteran, and the answer to our puzzle this week was support our troops, we have four soldiers who served in Afghanistan and Iraq who have made a music CD. They are called Four Troops, and they're using this CD in a tour to raise money for veterans' charities. They call themselves Four Troops, and they want to present you the prize.
Somewhere a trumpet sounds in the night, a soldier is standing there.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin.
The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press.
And one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
And a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
And for freedom he'll stand and fight.
So what do you think, Frank?
Oh, fantastic.
Well, you hear their CD. It's out in May, and we had a lot of fun talking to them here in the studio. And before we let you go, please tell us what member station you listen to.
WAMU.
Right down the street. Frank Costanza from Manassas.
And I'm a member. Yes.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear that. I think you're in the middle of the pledge drive, and so they'll be happy
to hear
it too.
Oh, yes, that's when I got the call. I said, maybe this is asking for money.
So, Frank Costanza from Manassas, Virginia, thanks for playing the puzzle with us. And, Will, I think Frank was awesome.
That was amazing.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. And it's in honor of Brooklyn, where the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament is this weekend. Take the word Brooklynite, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N-I-T-E. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell the names of two world capitals. What are they? So again, Brooklynite, rearrange these 11 letters to spell the names of two world capitals. What capitals are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline, as always, is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about then, and we'll call if you're the winner. It won't be a pledge request. We will call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.